Greetings, and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. My name is Andrew Duthie, aka DevHammer, and in this installment of Dev Nuggets, I'm going to take a look at some of the new features and changes in Microsoft Web Matrix Beta 3. The first change or new feature that I want to look at is something called HTML.raw. So in Beta 3, by default, all strings that you create and render out to the screen will be encoded to help protect against things like cross-site scripting. So in my code block at the top of the page here, I'm creating a variable called foo, and I'm setting it to the string div hello world and then closing div. Normally, this kind of output would have simply been rendered out to the screen as a string including the tags. However, in beta 3, the div tags will actually be encoded so that the less than bracket and the less than and greater than brackets will actually be rendered as ampersand LT colon semicolon and ampersand GT semicolon. So we'll see that in just a second. So how do we go about getting the raw HTML if we need it? Well, if I simply use at foo to render that text out to the screen, I'll just get encoded output. If I want to get the unencoded output, I do at HTML.raw and pass in that variable. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to right-click and launch this in a browser. And what we'll see here is we've got the default rendering gives us the encoded output. And if we look at the source, we'll see we've got the ampersand less than ampersand LT and ampersand GT as the tags. And then if we look at the unencoded output, we simply see the text hello world because the divs are rendered to the browser as div tags. So pretty straightforward to use. Now, the next thing that I want to get into is a discussion of package management. So package management basically is a means of adding additional functionality to our sites. So let's run our site again, and we're going to switch over to, for the beta 3, the way that we access this is by submitting underscore admin to the root of our site. When we do that, we'll get prompted. We're actually prompted to provide a password and log in. I've already done that, so I'm already logged in with my password, so I can manage my packages. So the first time that you hit that admin page, you'll actually be prompted to create a password, and then if you stop IIS Express and start it again, you'll have to log in with that password. Now, if you can see here, we've got a bunch of different packages that are available. Two that I want to call out in particular are the Microsoft Web Helpers and the Facebook Helper packages, because those in beta 1 were actually a part of the product installed by default. They were enabled by default as well. In order to reduce potential attack surface, that is to make it harder for any potential attacker to find something to go after in an application, those actually have to be installed separately now from your basic package. So I'm going to go ahead and click install on the Microsoft.webhelpers, and then that takes me to the individual page, and I'll click install. So that installed successfully, and I'm also going to install the Facebook Helper, and go ahead and click install here, and that's installed successfully as well. All right, so now that I have my packages installed, let's go back over to WebMatrix and let's create a new page. I'm going to select new file. I'm going to do CSHTML, and I'll do default.cshtml. So I guess this will be sort of our home page. And what I want to do here is I want to take advantage of these helpers. So I'm going to do at twitter.search, and let's look for WebMatrix. And I'll do at facebook.likeButton. So if anybody wants to like this page, they can do that very easily. So we'll go ahead and save that. And you'll note that we've got several new things that have been added to our project. We've got a packages.config that has the information about our package configuration. We've got the information on our Facebook stuff. We've got an app code folder with our Facebook page. We've got a bunch of different other stuff that gets added automatically. But for now, let's take a look at what our new default page looks like. Let's go ahead and launch that. And we'll see that Joel Cochran's tweeting about WebMatrix. In fact, I'm actually going to be going to Roanoke.net tonight to talk about web matrix. So that's one of the posts that we'll see. And as you'll see here, we'll start adding new posts as we find more in the Twitter stream. And I've got a like button, so I can click to add this to Facebook, and that would cause me to get prompted in to log into Facebook so that I can like it. I won't do that right now. All right, so a couple other things that I want to take a look at. We looked at package management, and then there's also some new settings. So if I go to the site activity here and click settings, actually, we'll stop that. We'll go back where we were. So some of the new settings that are available, if I go to the main menu here, there's an options dialog now. If I click options, you can see that I've got things like font size, which is very helpful if you're like me doing presentations, so you can make your fonts a little bigger. Site options. So this is a cool one because this will allow me to change the default where new sites are created. So when I create a site from a template, normally it would go into the My Documents, My Websites folder, but I can customize that now. And then in general, I can turn on or off the quick start screen when I start up. So a couple of new things there. Lastly, I want to look at some of the information about publishing. So normally when you want to publish your site, you can click the publish button. First, you've got to go ahead and set up publishing. So click the settings command here. And one of the best ways to do publishing is via web deploy. And so I'm going to go ahead and set up web deploy here. All right, and I'll go ahead and tell it to save the password. I'm going to click to validate the connection. Now, you may get a certificate error. This is basically saying that the certificate, because I'm using my domain as a way to connect rather than the server name, it's just telling me that that the names don't match. In this case, I know I'm connecting to a server that's valid, so I'm going to go ahead and accept that certificate. And what it's doing is going out and testing and making sure that it can deploy successfully to this publisher. Now, one of the cool things here is this new button, Import Profile. When I sign up for hosting, my hosting company now has the option of sending me a publish settings file, which is just basically an XML file that has all of the stuff that I need to be able to publish to their site. So in terms of simplicity, making it really easy to get all the settings that I need for web deploy and push those all out at once, very simple to do. So I'll go ahead and click apply here, and now I'm ready to publish. So I'm not going to walk through the publishing process here. I'll walk through that in a future Dev Nugget. But those are a few of the new features that you'll find in Microsoft Web Matrix Beta 3. Thanks for watching, and look for the next Dev Nugget soon.